It's been nearly 50 years since an English medical student reached a watershed in sports, the sub-4-minute mile. Commentator Frank DeFord has this appreciation of Roger Bannister.
100 years ago or so, doctors wondered whether the human body could even run at such a speed without the heart and lungs simply bursting. Over time, though, as runners drew tantalizingly closer to 4 minutes, it seemed to become more a psychological barrier than a physical one. In 1945, a Swede named Gunder Hägg lowered the record to 4:01.4. It seemed as if surely now the barrier would fall, especially since the war was over and those other than Swedes could concentrate on running. But no, nobody could even approach Hägg's mark. 4 minutes seemed more elusive than ever. Even Everest fell to man, but not the mile. Not until finally, exactly 50 years ago. Roger Bannister was a medical student at Oxford, really not much of an athlete, just the right sort of lungs and legs. He was, however, quite brilliant, would become an esteemed neurologist. The 4-minute mile was something of an afterthought to him, which he sought only after he was beaten in the 1,500 meters at the 1952 Olympics. He knew he had to give up running when his medical studies ended in 1954, so there would be no more Olympics. Well, let's try for the 4 minutes. The amazing thing is how quaint it all was. Never mind steroids today. Runners are professionals, full-time, devoting their lives and bodies to their work. They are cosseted machines. Bannister didn't even have a coach. He'd work out lunch hours at a park in London, had to pay 3 pence just to get under the track. The day he had set for the challenge, Tuesday, May 6th, 1954, turned up raw and cool. He went to work in the hospital in the morning, the same as always, doing rounds, all on his feet. He took the underground to catch a train to Oxford. He stood up much of the way. He ate a big, hot English lunch, only decided to go all out minutes before the race when he saw a flag on a church steeple dip. The wind was down. All right, let's give it a go. And then, despite the wet track, Bannister ran a perfect race, 3:59.4. In a way, it wasn't just a barrier of time that fell that day 50 years ago from us. Bannister was about the last of his breed, the athlete on the side. Just as inventions are no longer made in garages, so human beings don't break records in their spare time anymore. No, thank heaven, athletes are paid for their labors like everyone else who is good at what they do. But somehow, at least back then, before Sputnik went up and the British Empire went away, it seemed right that the final great challenge fell to one young man who did it all by himself, the same as his forefathers. In a way, Roger Bannister was the last hero in sport. All that have followed, however great, have only been celebrities, stars, superstars.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.